Welcome to She Reigns, the podcast where visionary women build audacious high-end brands and make bank. I'm your host, Rimal Shamsi, high-end brand expert and the mastermind behind Reign, as well as the founder and CEO of Rurura Design. If you're ready to step into your power, be the one in your industry, and create a one-of-a-kind brand that allows you to live real freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to She Reigns. Today's episode is not for the faint of heart, but it's a very important conversation to have. This is for the women who are ready to stop playing by the rules, stop seeking permission, and step fully into their queen energy. Enough with being nice, enough with being relatable, enough with watering yourself down to make others comfortable. This is about going from that to becoming untouchable. This is about owning your throne, calling the shots, creating a ripple effect so massive the world simply can't ignore you. If you've been feeling like you're holding back, playing small, or second-guessing your power, today's episode is your wake-up call. So let's start with where you are currently stuck. The good girl syndrome. You've been taught to be accommodating, be agreeable, be likable. You've been conditioned to think that success comes from pleasing others or blending in. Don't be too much, right? Let me make one thing clear. The good girl doesn't build empires. The good girl doesn't attract high-ticket clients. And she sure as hell doesn't become the one in her industry. The good girl plays safe. The queen plays bold. The good girl waits for validation. The queen creates her own rules. The good girl fears judgment. The queen knows she's above it all. If you're stuck in the good girl energy, you're likely experiencing, and I bet this is you right now, inconsistent sales because your messaging isn't bold enough to attract those premium clients. You're feeling stuck in a cycle of over-delivering, over-explaining, and undervaluing your genius. And you're frustrated because you know you're capable of so much more, but you keep holding yourself back. If that's you, let's change that right now. When I say queen energy is about knowing you are the table, not just bringing something to it. It's about leading with conviction. It's about owning your power. It's about showing up unapologetically. And that looks like you stop chasing clients and instead they start pursuing you. You set strong boundaries that protect your energy, time, and creativity because all of those matter and that's actually where you thrive. And you unapologetically take up space, whether that's in your pricing, in your messaging, or in your overall presence. When I fully stepped into my queen energy, everything changed. It happened back in 2022. With my first business, I went from 10K to 100K in less than a year. That is 10xing my revenue in less than a year because I stepped into my queen energy. I began rejecting clients in the DMs because I only work with the best of the best. I doubled my prices and clients didn't only stick around, they re-signed for 12 months at the new rate. My clients started hitting six figures and multi-six figures because they were finally stepping into their own power. This is what happens when you stop playing the good girl role and start commanding your space as a queen. And what I see a lot in the online space, and you're probably doing this, is being relatable or relatable content, trying to make yourself relate to your audience so that they buy from you. Relatable content works if you're selling $27 ebooks. But if you're here to sell high-ticket offers to premium clients, your audience doesn't want to relate to you. They don't even want to be inspired by you. They want to be led by you. Your dream client isn't looking for a friend. She's looking for a leader to follow. She's looking for a leader that will activate her and expand her and take her to the next level. When you water down your genius to be relatable, all you're doing is diluting your authority. You're attracting clients who aren't ready to invest at your level, and you're undermining the perception of your brand's value. But your ideal client isn't looking for mediocrity. She wants audacity and conviction and confidence. She wants to see you living at the level that she desires to step into. Let me give you an example. When I stopped posting safe content in my other brand, and I started sharing bold thought leadership opinions on the industry and the online space in general, my DMs exploded. Not with people liking my content and saying I'm so inspiring, but with dream clients saying, you're the one I've been looking for, how can we start working together? That is the power of owning your queen energy. And when I say queen energy, it's easy to think that it's all about confidence and confidence only, but it's actually also about creating a brand that exudes authority, exclusivity, and power. So you're probably thinking, Reem, how do I do this? The first thing I want you to refine is your aesthetics. Your visuals are the first impression of your brand. If your content looks cheap, basic, outdated, like it was thrown together in a few minutes, inconsistent, you are repelling the premium clients you want to attract. That's why I teach my clients the showstopper method, where I help them create iconic visual identities that instantly elevate their brand's perceived value, that makes them recognizable without even reading their Instagram handle. And what it does for you is it magnetizes dream clients who are ready to pay 3x more than your current rates. The second thing you want to look at is your messaging. Your messaging should make it clear that you are the solution, not a solution. Stop trying to appeal to everyone. And instead, be courageous and brave enough to speak directly to your premium one and only client. And don't be afraid to polarize. Because when you fully own your genius and your content, you attract aligned clients who see you as a no-brainer. You are able to command higher prices without needing to justify them. And you turn your brand into a magnet for the best of the best of the clients. And the last thing I want you to look at is energy. Queen energy is a mindset, but it's also an identity shift. It's about showing up every day as if your success is inevitable, because it is. When you carry yourself with this energy and you show up with it online, you become magnetic to opportunities, to clients, to growth. You stop over-explaining yourself or seeking permission, and you step into a space where the only thing people can say about you is she's absolutely unstoppable. And here's the thing. No one is going to hand you the crown. You have to claim it. That means you have to say no to clients. You have to say no to projects. You have to say no to offers that don't align with your vision. You have to raise your prices and unapologetically own your worth. You have to show up with boldness and conviction even when it feels uncomfortable. One of my clients came to me and she was feeling stuck. And she was afraid to raise her prices. And she was afraid to use her real voice in her content. And within 2 months of working together, she not only raised her prices, but she also started attracting the most aligned clients she's ever had. Instead of letting her fear that her audience will disappear if she does that, she went for it. And what happened was her audience didn't disappear. They actually leaned in more. Because when you show up as a queen, the world adjusts to meet you there. So I want you to imagine that you wake up every day knowing your brand is an unstoppable force. You attract clients who don't just want to work with you. They're honored to be in your world and they're sticking with you long term. And you build a business that not only makes audacious money, but creates a legacy. This isn't just possible, it's actually inevitable when you step into queen energy, but first you have to let go of being the nice good girl. If this episode spoke to your soul and you're ready to stop being nice and start reigning like the queen you are, my high ticket mentorship spaces and signature programs are open, and together we'll build a brand that exudes power, authority, and exclusivity, which you already have, so you can claim the throne that you've always deserved. Remember, the world doesn't need another good girl. It needs queens in their feminine leadership who are ready to own their power and create empires. If you love this episode, I would love if you take a screenshot, share it on your stories, share it with other women who are ready to rise. And as always, keep showing up, keep leading, and keep claiming your reign. Because the crown is already yours. It's time for you to wear it. Thank you for tuning in to She Reigns. If this episode resonated with you, be sure to follow the podcast so you never miss a future episode. And if you loved what you heard, I'd love for you to leave us a review. It helps us reach more women ready to build their empires. If you're ready to enter your reign era, check out the show notes below for all the links to connect with me, join my world, or dive deeper into premium branding through my programs. Until next time, remember to reign.